Vedette, you are tuned into the latest gaming news right now. Joker Studios' Sea of Remnants offers a unique RPG experience, blending a swashbuckling theme with a haunted toy box aesthetic and glam rock influences. The game follows a sailor with no memories exploring the pirate city Ortopia, seeking treasures and facing sea monsters. Players can engage in various activities like upgrading ships and fishing. Set to launch on PC and mobile in 2026, it promises a captivating journey filled with mystery and exploration. As they celebrate their 10th anniversary, the Critical Role group gathered for a panel at IGN Live, reflecting on their journey and future. They recounted moments that signaled their success, including early viewers and convention experiences. Fans' impact was significant, inspiring art and theories. The panel teased a new animated series, Mighty Nein, and hinted at upcoming projects beyond their established universe. The discussion also included lighthearted frustrations with DM Matthew Mercer. The Switch 2 has reportedly broken records, selling over 3 million units within 24 hours and surpassing the PlayStation 4's launch day sales. This makes it one of the most successful hardware releases ever. Its backward compatibility allows it to play existing Switch games, with many performing better. The console features a bigger screen, faster chip, and improved graphics, capable of outputting 4K resolution. Retailers saw long lines as fans eagerly secured their consoles. Nintendo's strategy prioritizes joy over technical specs. Hitman: World of Assassination Signature Edition features Agent 47 on Nintendo's Switch 2, including full campaigns from Hitman 2016, Hitman 2 2018, and Hitman 3 2021, along with various modes. However, some content requires additional purchases, which is frustrating given past free access. The game's performance is inconsistent, with better handheld play, but the always-online requirement limits offline enjoyment. While the trilogy is strong, this version is less recommended compared to others. Fortnite's latest live event, Death Star Sabotage, attracted nearly 6 million players who infiltrated the Death Star, preventing its space laser from destroying the game's map. Players piloted ships in epic battles and ultimately escaped as the station exploded. Superman made an appearance, suggesting he will assist in the next superhero-themed season, launching soon after. Despite mixed player reactions during the Star Wars season, new content is anticipated. Fortnite's scalability allows it to run on both high-end PCs and older phones, making it accessible to players across various platforms. While the Switch 2 provides a decent experience, it doesn't match the quality of Xbox Series X or PS5, with noticeable texture and model drop in fidelity. However, its handheld mode masks some flaws and the smooth 60 frames per second enhanced gameplay. The Switch 2 will serve well for families, particularly for LEGO and creative modes, despite still not achieving high-end performance. Following the exciting Death Star Sabotage season finale, Fortnite is undergoing maintenance before launching Chapter 6, Season 3. The Emperor has been defeated, and after 5 weeks of Star Wars events, Fortnite is shifting to its summer season. Players who finished the event saw a countdown indicating the new season would start in less than 6 hours, targeting 5 p.m. PT on Saturday. Superman will headline the new season, confirming previous leaks. During the IO Interactive Showcase, the focus was on Hitman: World of Assassination, particularly a new co-op mode. Christian Elverdam, CCO of IO Interactive, noted this mode allows players to explore the game differently with friends. While it's still in development, it's part of the ongoing evolution of the series. Additionally, two celebrity elusive targets are on the way, with the first available now, featuring Mads Mikkelsen as Lucifer. Alkai Games has announced The Expanse: Osiris Reborn, a narrative-driven action role-playing game set in the sci-fi universe of the TV series. Players will assume the role of a Pinquater security mercenary on Erost Station, leading a crew and commanding a ship. The game features tactical third-person combat, familiar locations, and choices that impact the story. While no release date is specified, it will be available soon on multiple platforms. That's all for now. Stay tuned for more gaming news!